Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babun fit taqwa, the chapter on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last chapter was Babul Muraqabah, that was having the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is watching. Allah ta'ala knows our actions. Allah hears us. Allah knows what's in our heart. So when a person has gained consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he knows that Allah is watching him every second of his life, then it is easy for him to develop taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the meaning of taqwa? Our mashayikh and ulama have explained that to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and to refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited us from. That is taqwa. That to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and refrain from all those things that Allah ta'ala has made haram upon us. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings about five ayats first before commencing the ahadith. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, fear Allah as He should be feared. Now this is a very severe verse, a very heavy verse, that we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how Allah ought to be feared. And therefore Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala became very, very worried that every second of our life we have to have such taqwa that is how Allah Ta'ala should be feared. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on the second, another verse in Surah At-Taghabun. The first verse is Surah Ali Imran, and then Surah At-Taghabun, which comes in the 28th para. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, as best as you can. There was some takhfif. Allah made it a bit more easier for us, because to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala how Allah Ta'ala ought to be worshipped, it's impossible. To fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah ought to be feared, it is quite difficult. And therefore Allah made it easy. This does not mean that we should become heedless or take things easy and become lax. No. To the best of our ability, in other words, we should endeavor, strive to the best of our possibility and capabilities to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop this taqwa. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah says another verse, O believers, fear Allah and speak that which is right. قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. To speak those things that are correct for us to speak. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is pointing out to a virtue, a blessing of taqwa, that whosoever fears Allah, Allah will make an opening for him from any difficulty that he is suffering. And on top of that, Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. There's an incident of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala. He and his wife come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're very, very perturbed, very, very worried. Their son Salim had been kidnapped by the enemy. Ya Rasulullah, what must we do? Salim, our son, the enemy have kidnapped him. Rasulullah said, develop in yourself taqwa, inculcate taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. So immediately when they did this, they were great people, they were pious, they had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they started reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Shortly after that, Salim radiallahu ta'ala managed to escape from the enemy. They fell asleep and he managed to break loose. And as he was fleeing, he saw a whole herd of camels belonging to the enemy. So he drove those camels along with him. And when he came to his parents, obviously they were delighted. But they worried about the camels that he brought. It did not belong to him. It was a possession of the enemy. So they go to Rasulullah SAW. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this will happen. Then Allah Ta'ala sent down this verse. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make an opening for him from the difficulties, and Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. Rasulullah said, this is halal for you to have. In another verse, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Another blessing of taqwa, a virtue of taqwa. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the criteria, Allah will give you the ability to judge between haqq and batil. Allah will create a nur in your heart, and this will enable you to discern from right from wrong. You'll be able to choose the right thing. You'll be able to choose haqq over batil. In tattaqullahi yaj'al lakum furqana. The word furqan means criteria. Allah will give you the ability to discern right from wrong. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And Allah will forgive you your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah is most, Allah is full of honor. Allah is of great honor. Allah is full of kindness. So these were five verses regarding taqwa. The very first hadith that he mentions, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قيل يا رسول الله من أكرم الناس. Sahaba came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that who is the most noblest of all people. قال أتقاهم. Nabi Kareem gave the perfect answer, the one who fears Allah the most. In fact, Allah mentioned one verse, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who is most noble amongst you in the eyes of Allah is the one who has most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالُوا لَيْسَ عَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ. No, no, we're not asking about this. The Sahaba knew this, the one who is most fearful, he's the most noblest in the eyes of Allah. But they meant something else. So Rasulullah then explained, he thought probably they're asking of a particular person in this world. So Rasulullah, out of his tawadu, his humility, he took the name of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, Yusufu, Nabiyullah, Ibn Nabiyillah, Ibn Nabiyillah, Ibn Khalilillah. Yusuf, who was the Nabi of Allah, who was the son of the Nabi of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who also was the son of the Nabi of Allah, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, who also was the son of the Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim, who was the Khalil of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, the bosom friend of Allah. So imagine, the son, Yusuf is a Nabi, his father is a Nabi, grandfather Nabi, great-grandfather Nabi. So Nabi Kareem said, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, فَقَالُوا لَيْسَ عَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ. No, no, we're not asking about this, we mean something else. Nabi Kareem some understood what they were asking now. قَالَ فَعَنْ مَعَادِنِ الْعَرَبْ تَسْأَلُونِ. Are you asking about the tribes of the Arabs? From all the tribes and the Arabs, who is the most noblest? قَالَ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi Kareem some explained to them that the best of them, of the Arabs, in Jahiliyyah, before accepting Islam, in the time of ignorance, now when they accepted Islam, they are the most noblest of all people, on one condition, إِذَا فَقُهُ, when they have the understanding of deen. In other words, there were many of these Arabs that before accepting Islam, they had noble qualities in them. They had hospitality in them. They were very generous. They were very good people. Now, after accepting Islam, Islam did not take away their position if they had in society. If a man was prominent in society, Islam did not strip him of that prominence now. Islam still gave him, upgraded him, as long as he had the understanding of deen. When a person has the understanding of deen, he knows what the injunctions of shariat is, he will gain, he will have taqwa, he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will do all those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Islam gives him even more prominence and status. So a person should not worry that in the time of Jahiliyyah, I had great position, now by accepting Islam, I will lose that position. Nabi Karim says, no, khiyaruhum fil Islam, khiyaruhum fil Jahiliyyah, khiyaruhum fil Islam idha faqahu. The same people who in the time of ignorance, before accepting Islam, who were the best of people in society, who were regarded to be good people, they too will still be the best of people after accepting Islam, and the condition is idha faqahu, when they have the understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith and gain taqwa. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.